The head of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards is declaring the protests in the country are over, also referring to the unrest as sedition. Forces have been deployed to three provinces to help quell the demonstrations after 6 days of protests that have rattled the leadership and left more than 20 people dead. Flint Duxfield has the latest.
Protests outside Iranian embassies in Europe continued overnight as people in Paris, Brussels and London rallied against the Iranian regime.
We are demonstrating in solidarity with the current uprising and demonstrations in Iran for the regime change. Because the young generation, the people of Iran, the women, they've had enough of this Islamic fundamentalist regime and they want this regime to go.
But within Iran itself, a different story is being told, with state media reporting thousands of pro-regime demonstrators taking to the streets, waving pictures of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, chanting, "Leader, we are ready." The pro-regime rallies came as the Revolutionary Guards commander, Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari, declared defeat of the anti-government forces, which he described as the new sedition. In a statement on the Revolutionary Guards website, General Jafari said,
"A large number of the troublemakers at the centre of the sedition who received training from counter-revolutionaries have been arrested, and there will be firm action against them."
State media is reporting around 450 people have been arrested so far, with at least 22 dead. A spokesman for UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres called on Iran to respect protesters' rights and release any who have been arrested while demonstrating peacefully.
"The Secretary-General is following with concern recent developments in the Islamic Republic of Iran. He deplores the loss of life in the protests. He urges respect for the rights to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression, and that any demonstrations take place in a peaceful manner. Further violence must be avoided."
Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump is continuing to encourage the protests, tweeting, "You will see great support from the United States at the appropriate time."
Flint Duxfield reporting.